part. We were doing pigs. What is one full grown?
Hog.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what a male is called that's been altered?
Hog.
Mm-hmm. How would you pronounce B-A-R-R-O-W?
Barrel.
Did you ever hear that word?
Uh-uh.
Okay. What are the stiff hairs they have on their backs?
I don't know.
You have them in a hairbrush, too.
Bristle.
Mm-hmm. And the big teeth that they have.
Tush.
Is that one or two?
You'd have more than one.
But I mean, is tush the singular or the plural?
I think it's the singular.
Okay, so you would have two...
Tushies.
Okay. You put the food in a...
trough.
And you might have two... plural of trough.
Troughs.
Okay. And do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Boar.
Mm-hmm.
Wild boar.
Anything else? Piney woods rooter? Razorback?
Razorback, I've heard.
Okay. Uh-huh. If you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a breeder, what would you do to him?
Castrate.
Any other term for that?
Not that I know of.
Any other terms for any other male animals? Okay. A noise made by a calf when it's being weaned. The calf began to...
bleat.
Yeah. And a cow, a gentle noise, the cow began to...
moos.
And a horse began to...
neigh.
Or any other... maybe a softer sound?
I don't know.
Okay. If you've got horses and cows and mules and they're getting hungry, you say, I've got to go feed the... all of them. All the...
stock.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you had ducks and turkeys and geese. I've got to go feed the...
I guess I'd say animals, because I don't know what it is.
All right. A hen on a nest of eggs is a...
setting hen.
And what do you call a place where they live?
Hen house.
Okay. And how about a little thing that just the biddies might live in?
A chicken house.
Okay. How would you pronounce C-double-O-P?
Coop.
Would you use that for any kind of chicken house?
Yes.
What does it look like, do you know?
But bigger chickens are in a coop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call that bone that children like to get of a chicken?
Pulley bone.
And what happens when you break it? What's the superstition?
You have good luck if you get the short side.
The short side,
mm-hmm.
Huh? I would have said the long side. That's
no,
really funny.
It's the short.
Uh-huh.
We always did.
Okay.
You had good luck. You always tried so hard to break it, you know, so you'd have the little bite.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you call the inside parts of a chicken that you can eat all together? You know, the liver and the gizzard and the heart. You have a name for all of them?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you know the word haslet or harslet?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you call the inside parts of a pig or a calf? Or the inside of a pig that you can sometimes stuff sausages in? Often they say that black people like to eat these.
Chitlins.
Did you ever eat them?
No.
I never have either. When it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it's what time?
Feeding time.
Do you know how to call cows from the pasture?
No.
Or do you know how to call a calf?
No.
Do you know how to call a pig?
Suey.
All right. How about sheep?
No.
Chicken?
No.
Okay. How would you make a mule or a horse turn left or right?
With the reins.
Suppose you're plowing. What would you say? Anything?
Jehawa. There's something you say. I don't know.
You don't know which is which?
No.
Okay. How would you call a horse in from the pasture?
I don't know.
What would you say to make him get started?
Giddy up.
What would you say to make him go faster?
I don't know.
How about to stop?
Whoa.
To back up?
Don't know.
Okay.
What would you say to make him go?
I don't know. I can't ride a horse. I don't have a horse in Atlanta, my goodness. See, if you wanted to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I have to do what to the horses?
Hurry.
Well, meaning putting the stuff on them. I have to... It means the same thing as hitch up.